This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Syrian forces closing in on Islamic State's last territorial bastion near the Iraqi border advance slowly, with the U.S.-backed forces announcing a delay due to the presence of additional civilians, many of whom were being used as human shields. Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue.
The SDF clashed with Islamic State for nearly 18 hours around Baghouz. Capturing the village would cap 4 years of international efforts to roll back the jihadists. Thousands of fighters, followers and civilians had retreated to Baghouz as IS territory shrunk. Over the last few weeks, they poured out, holding up the final assault. The SDF evacuated civilians and now estimate that several hundred IS insurgents remain inside. They say they aim to declare victory within a week, but the militant group remains a threat, using guerrilla tactics and holding some desolate land further west.
Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue reporting. The U.S. and South Korea eliminating their massive springtime military drills. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The decision follows President Trump's complaints about the cost of the joint drills. In a tweet Sunday, he says the move will save hundreds of millions of dollars, for which the U.S. would not have been reimbursed, adding, reducing tensions with North Korea at this time is a good thing. North Korea has labeled the exercises rehearsals for an invasion. The Pentagon says the U.S. and South Korea will replace the exercises with smaller command post exercises and revised field training programs. It says the changes are intended to reduce tension and support diplomatic efforts aimed at the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Canadian government, the Border Security Agency and National Police Force are being sued by the chief financial officer for China tech giant Huawei over alleged rights violations. The suit says that Meng Wanzhou, the daughter of Huawei's founder, was detained, searched, and questioned for hours before being told she was under arrest and allowed access to counsel. This is VOA News. U.S. diplomats have visited with a dual U.S.-Saudi national believed to have been tortured during his detention in Riyadh. That's according to National Security Advisor John Bolton. Waleed Fatahi, a Harvard-trained doctor who opened a hospital in Saudi Arabia in 2006, was detained in November of 2017, along with other prominent Saudis, as part of what the government said was a corruption crackdown. After being held at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Riyadh for a week, he was later telling a friend that he was dragged into a room where he was slapped, blindfolded, stripped to his underwear, and bound to a chair where he was shocked with electricity for an hour. Top Democratic lawmakers say they are going to step up their investigations of President Donald Trump and his alleged connections to Russia during the 2016 presidential election. On ABC News, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerard Nadler said that his panel would begin the process of issuing requests to officials at the White House and Justice Department, along with Mr. Trump's oldest son, Donald Trump Jr. Senator Mark Warner, the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, told CNN that after hearing Trump's former lawyer Andrew Cohen's testimony, that they've got to dig deeper. And Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump has nothing to worry about if he did nothing wrong.
The investigation should go forward without hindrance. If the president's done nothing wrong, it'll show he did nothing wrong. If he did something wrong, it should be brought to light.
All right, Mr. Trump, since returning from his collapsed summit in Hanoi last week with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, has resumed his attacks on Mueller's investigation and the growing number of inquiries in Congress. U.S. Senator Rand Paul's planned vote against President Trump's national emergency declaration for a border wall may be enough to pass a resolution to block it. Paul joins at least three other Republican senators who say that they will oppose Trump's declaration. And if all 47 Senate Democrats' votes are expected or that are expected, the Senate would have enough votes to pass a resolution with 51 votes. If it does pass the Senate, the resolution goes to the president, who has promised to veto the measure. Neither chamber has enough votes to overturn a veto by the president. Two-thirds of each chamber is needed to overturn it. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido called on the Venezuelan people to take to the streets Monday to coincide with his planned return after touring Latin American countries. This is part of an effort to get President Nicolas Maduro to step down. On Sunday, he left Ecuadorian coastal town of Salinas aboard an Ecuadorian Air Force plane after meeting with the Ecuadorian president. And, of course, Guaido's travel plans have not been made public, but a spokesman says that he expects that Guaido could be arrested when he returns. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.